What's up, Kiss Army? My name is Joe, and this is your 20-minute Kiss fix. So, it's Friday night. You ain't got shit to do. And we're hanging out talking Kiss. So, let's talk about something that I saw today that is freaking hilarious. Everybody has by now seen the video of Gene driving around on that little golf cart, right? Has everybody seen that? Hey, Jared, it's just like he's driving around on this little golf cart. And I know you guys have seen it. It was very, very popular for a week or two. As a matter of fact, I think there's been a couple of different ones where he's driving different carts. They may look the same, or it could be the same one. I'm not sure. Anyway, so people have run with it, man. Check this out. So here is Gene. I don't know. Look, Kiss fans are awesome. Here's Gene with the Batmobile, right? The Meatloaf album cover. Bat out of hell. It fits, right? Dropping off luggage at the ATM. Dukes of Hazzard style. Jumping. I love double zeros. That's cool. Anyway, yeah. I love this. I really hope that I haven't seen E.T., Mike. Share that on our page if you wouldn't mind. Hey, Eddie. Hey, Rory, Mike, Jamie. All right, so that's kind of cool. Kiss is still out on the road overseas. We're still in the U.S. waiting patiently for them to come back to the U.S., and they will, and that's exciting. I have mentioned on the other day on the 20-minute Kiss Fix for Wednesday about the auction, the Gene Simmons auctions.com. You guys really need to go check that out. They don't put up like 500 things at once. They put a few things up at once, and everything's been pretty cool. So if you get the opportunity to go there and take a look at it, it would be appreciated. Also, don't forget this Sunday at 7 p.m. we'll do our new Podcast Rock City episode. The topic of the week is going to be top 10 Kiss songs that we could live without. Sonny sent me a message earlier and said that he came up with 15 without even thinking. He's brutal, though. He's brutal. All right. So today, Friday, the topic for this show, for our 20-minute Kiss Fix, is going to be hopes and dreams for the end of the road final shows. Now, I've been hearing people chatter, and I've talked to a few friends that have brought up certain things that they really hope are happening. I'm not going to mention any names because I don't know if I have permission. But one of the things that was brought up to me recently was that Grand Funk Railroad had a show booked either the first or the second in either New Jersey or New York. This is something that was said to me. I didn't get a chance to check it out. It wouldn't have, Daryl, Great Expectations. Nice. Anyway, so I didn't get a chance to see, what they were talking about. However, what they said was Grand Funk Railroad had an episode set up, or a show set for either the first or the second in New York or New Jersey. Then all of a sudden, it disappeared. So they're wondering if the reason why it disappeared, why am I so blurry? What's happening? There we go. I guess that's a little better. Do I have to be closer? Sorry guys. I don't want it to suck. Anyway. Yeah. So is it possible that they had to cancel that show because Bruce is going to be busy? What do you guys think? You guys can always email us. Nobody's here to do this with me. So if you're watching or listening, just go ahead and do it. You can always send us a message of what you think about what we're talking about, podcast rockcity1, that's the number one, at gmail.com. Podcast rockcity1, that's the number one, at gmail.com. And let us know what you think. Is it, you know, that all week long, everybody's been talking about how Gene apparently recently in an interview said he has invited Peter and Ace to come on stage. He says multiple times and they refused. They said no, thank you, or whatever they might've said. And they're not going to get on stage with Kiss. I still say it's months away. They don't need to sell tickets. You know, I mean, it's all sold out. It's not like they need to sell tickets, but it would be good for the fans. And I think personally that Gene at least sits back and goes, man, I really wish for the fans we could have jammed at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I believe that. I don't think I've ever heard, or maybe he has, but I don't think I've ever heard him say, you know, we're not looking back or whatever, like Paul always says. The other thing that I've heard, which is very interesting, is that on December 1st and December 2nd, they are not doing a pre-show, you know, where fans can come in and watch the sound check. They're not doing that. And one of my friends said he's hoping the reason for that is because they're going to have a different stage. And his hopes is maybe the Alive 2 stage. I don't know. That sounds awesome, though. So these are some of our hopes and our dreams. What are some of yours? Podcast rockcity1, that's the number one, at gmail.com. Let me know what you guys think. You guys are messaging me here. Jess Ball says, or Jesse, I hope I'm saying that right. All kidding aside, I just want the guys to make it to MSG healthy. Gene's health scare in South America should be a reminder these guys aren't young. It's true. But we also have to remember that I don't think I would have. All right, I'm a bad example. But I mean, it's hot where they were playing. It was outdoors. Gene's wearing all that stuff. First show back on the tour. I'm not sure that they were ready for that. And, you know, I'm not really sure what the temperature was, but I know that it was hot. So that might have been one of those things. But anyway, what are some of your hopes? I, of course, am going to hope and hold on to hope that Ace or Peter or even Bruce are going to get on stage with them. Now, I can tell you guys this. I have seen Ace on stage with Bruce and Tommy and Eric and Paul and Gene on a Kiss cruise, and it was awesome. It was so much fun, lighthearted. Everybody played and had a good time. It was one of those things where people are doing the show and they're on the cruise, and my buddy Bob leaned over to me and my friend Doug and said, hey, what do you think the chances Ace gets on stage? And it was funny because we both went, no chance in hell. And right at that moment, they said, Ace Frehley. And he came on the stage and was like, what the hell? So never say never. Everybody's, you know, we're starting to come down. We're about to get into July. So July is past the halfway point. Hi, Karen. Halfway point of the year, and December is just a few months away now. Hell, I'm going to be going the day after my birthday, I'll be in Nashville, and then the day after Thanksgiving, I'll be in Knoxville, and then, of course, I'll be a week later in New York City. I know we've talked about it here where you guys are coming to shows too, and I think that's awesome. The more shows you get to go to before they plant their ass somewhere like Vegas and stay there for a year or so, the better. Richard Cook says, Peter and Ace wants to get paid. It's true. And I think they should get paid. If you're going to have them come and get on stage, give them some money, make it worth their while, and don't make it look bad. Here's the other thing, and I think I speak for all of us Kiss fans. once, if they do get on stage, when they get off, don't talk shit about them anymore. Be done with it. Be done with it. Nashville, Knoxville, New York, it's kissing time. Mike, of course, I'm going to hang out with you. Mike, can I stay at your house? No, you're in Nashville. I'm being in Knoxville. Look, I'm begging. I need a place to stay. I think that once the tour is over, I think all the trash talk needs to stop. Okay, before we go forward, I want to point out a few things. You guys are subscribed to our channel, our YouTube channel, and I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I have been all week doing YouTube shorts where we've been talking about things. I've been doing the 20-minute Kiss Fix, and I have been we do a show every Sunday. It would be nice if you guys could share our page. Let other Kiss fans know that we're here and that we do a live show and it's fun and it's only partially negative. It's mostly fun, sunny, fucking sunny. And, you know, and let people know that we're here. That, you know, we get a good amount of people watching live and it's a lot of fun to see everybody's comments, but I want more people to watch because it's so much fun when you guys are watching and commenting along with us. It sometimes, and actually it's a lot of times, you guys will say things that will change our view on the subject. And that's cool, man, because you guys know what it's like to be sitting around with your buddies and you're talking Kiss. And then you know, one guy says, well, I think this, and the other guy says, but when I get to do it, not only do I get to do it with my three friends that I do it with the show, but I get to do it with all of you. And that is awesome. I get to see your comments. A lot of times they're super funny and you guys have the best sense of humor. And I really do appreciate it. Now hit the like button, there's a bell. If you hit the bell, it lets you know every time we do something or we go live. So make sure that you guys do that and hit the thumbs up because that puts us up higher as well. Okay, let's get back to this. Let me read a few of your comments. If you guys are just listening to this on iTunes or Google or wherever you're listening to it, Amazon, don't forget you can come and hang out with us live every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern time. And we would appreciate it. Okay, so here's the comments. Somebody said, Larry Lemon says, I want to see Ace walk on stage dressed in his Dynasty outfit and play Back in the New York Groove. And then he said, no, I don't know what he meant by, hey, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm not sure I want to see Ace in a costume or with makeup. I just want him to walk on stage. Richard says Kiss needs to change set list. Been playing same set for years. You're preaching to the choir, baby. We agree with you 100%. And Jamie Woodiff says, spread the word, Podcast Rock City. That would be highly appreciated. I hope that when we see them for the last two shows, they have rehearsed some music that we've never or haven't had in a long time. That's where I'm at. If Ace and Peter don't get on stage, if Bruce doesn't get on stage, at least you know who's going to be at this show. Those tickets sold out the day they went on sale for the Kiss Army. That's when they sold out. It was no tire kickers. There was nobody that was like, hey, let's go see Kiss tonight. It was all diehard Kiss fans. Those shows sold out while we were sitting online. So what I, for the most part anyway, I mean 99%. I'm pretty sure when I was trying to get a ticket to the last night, it sold out before I had an opportunity. I literally had to go on to another site and get tickets. So these are not tire kickers coming to this show. Change the set list. Add some, you could, please don't play Say Yeah. Take Say Yeah out. Put something else in. Take out War Machine. Put in something else. There's other songs that could come out of the set list that we've seen. You know, I've seen this tour like 9 or 10 times, and the set list really hasn't changed. So all I'm saying is, do me a favor. They're not listening. They don't care. But change the set list. If they just change the set list and add, let's say, 5 or 6 extra songs that we haven't heard in a while, would you guys be happy with that? Let me know down in the comments. PodcastRockCity1, that's the number one, @gmail.com. I know what you're going to say to me. Joe, you're dreaming. Joe, you're dreaming. I know. But that's the point of this episode. It's hopes and dreams about what we will see for the last show. That's the whole point. If you happen to miss this show live, don't forget you can always get it on iTunes, on a Podcast Rock City page, and you know, it'll be a lot of fun. And Richard Cook said, play stuff they play on cruises. Yeah. You know, if they walked out on stage and played Is That You from Unmasked, if they played anything from Unmasked, if they played something off The Elder, if they played a different tune off of Dynasty than I Was Made for Loving You, if they played, I mean, they have so many choices. Here's the other thing. I don't want an hour and a half show. I need a 2-hour show, at least 2 hours. I know these guys are older, but it's the last two shows. Suck it up. Get out there, you know, and go and play for us. This is a lot of our last chances. If they plant their feet in Las Vegas, there's a ton of us that aren't going to be able to make it to Las Vegas to see them, if that's what they're going to do. So, you know, hook us up. We're making the pilgrimage. We're getting the hotels. We're going to the restaurants. We're having parties. There's parties planned, kiss parties, you know, make it so when we're flying home or driving home the night after the first or second show, we're going, that was why we went. Mike Williams says, I'm happy with anything we don't hear in the shows prior. Make it special by one song. It could be Come On and Love Me. I'm not asking for something far-fetched like they've done on cruises. Okay. But you know, on the cruises, they really reach sometimes. They will pull out, you know, She's So European. I believe they did that on 10. It wasn't great, but they at least tried. I'm just saying. Anyway, all right. So this was our 20-minute Kiss Fix. Man, I love the fact that you guys are here. Thank you so much. Once again, tell your friends about us. We're gonna be on live Sunday night, 7 p.m. on YouTube and Facebook, and then come and hang out with us and talk with us, talk about our what you hope for the last couple of shows. That would be awesome. Kiss Army Things is here. I would love to be able to come on that show. They're a really good show. If you guys get the opportunity, go check it out. Kiss Army Things, it's on YouTube, okay? Richard Cook, rock on. Thank you. I must have tuned in right at the end. You did. It's a 20-minute Kiss Fix for the week. Thank you guys for coming and hanging out. Don't forget, Podcast Rock City 1. That's the number one, @gmail.com. And send us a message. Let us know what you guys think should happen or what you wish would happen on the last couple of Kiss shows. I'm out of here. 3, 2, 1, peace.